Tes Zayin Amid Beis, the two dots about 15 lines down from the top. The Mishnah had told us that in the case of Ksuvim, which is called in the Mishnah Ein Korin Bahem, is Mipnei Ma Ein Korin Bahem Mipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash, that on Shabbos there was a separate drasha, an important drasha, that was delivered by the leader, by the Rav, the Chacham of the town, and it was important that the Baal Batim would hear this. They were too busy during the week. They were Osek b'malachtam b'meshach yimos ha-shavua, and this drasha would be Mora Halacha, would teach them halachas and very important halachas. But Sifrei Ksuvim are very interesting. They're Moshkim es Halev, and the Chacham were afraid that if they get involved in Ksuvim, then the Baal Batim would be so busy breeding them, you know, like reading magazines in our time, they won't come to the Beis HaMedrash to hear the drasha. Omar Rav, Lo Shonu El Bizman Beis HaMedrash. The time during the day in which it's prohibited to read Ksuvim on Shabbos is before the time for eating the Sudas Hayom. That's when the drasha was delivered. After the Su'uda, Korin Bohem, they would be permitted to read the Ksuvim, because at that point, if there was no drasha that took place after the Su'uda Shabbos, at the Su'uda they would drink wine, and this was not an appropriate time after the Su'uda to give a drasha. And therefore, at that point, from that point and on, according to Rav, there would be a heter to learn Ksuvim. Shmuel Amar Shmuel disagrees. He says, Afil shelo bizman beis hamidrash ein korin. That is an iser kriya b'ksuvim, even after the Suda, even though it's not the zman of the beis hamidrash. Eini. So the Gemara says, is this so? Voha Narda Asrei de Shmuel Hava. Shmuel came from a place called Narda. That was his local city. He was the Rosh Shiva there. And all the minhagim of that city would reflect his opinion. And yet, Uben Arda, Poski Sidra B'Ksuvim B'Minchasa de Shabsa. They would read the parsha of Ksuvim from the time of Tfilas Mincha on Shabbos. And they read the Ksuvim as a Haftorah after Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. We don't have Haftorah after Mincha in our time, but in their time they had Haftorah after the Kriya of Mincha, and the Haftorah itself was read from Ksuvim. In fact, Rav Haigon writes, Yesh Mekomos Ba'aretz, in a certain land, he tells you that it's Elam or Iyayam or Paras, Sherigim Bad Akshav. They still have this minug, even at the time of Rav Haigon. And it could be that this minug is mentioned as a minug of reading Mizmar Kuf Yud Aleph in Tehillim after Kriyas HaTorah Mincha B'Shabbos. That's brought down in the Or HaChaim. Now it has 10 psukim, and it's read as a haftorah. But in any event, it's clear that they read from Ksuvim in Narda, integrated into the structure of Tfilas Mincha after the Kriyas HaTorah. And yet Shmuel himself says that there's an Easter that encompasses the entire day of not reading from Ksuvim. Ella, says the Gemara, we have to reformulate the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. El Iyitmar Hochi Yitmar. Omar Rav Lo Shanu. When do we say that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim? Ella Bimkom Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash itself, that's where the drasha was delivered. Avashalo Bimkom Beis HaMedrash Korin Bahem. Which would seem to indicate that, according to Rav, the Isur of Kriya B'Ksuvim is really just a kind of a an insult. It's not covered for the drasha that in this place where the drasha is given. Now you're reading Ksuvim. Shmuel Amar Bein Bimkom Beis HaMedrash Bein Shalom Bimkom Beis HaMedrash. There's no difference. The din is equivalent in both, and even Shalom B'makom Beis HaMedrash, there's an Issa reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. Bizman Beis HaMedrash, Ein Korin and Shalobizman Beis HaMedrash Korin. So although the Iser applies whether it's here or there in any locale, even if it's outside the Beis HaMedrash, nevertheless it's limited to the Zman of the Drosha. And that's when the Kriya would sort of prevent people from coming to the Beis HaMedrash and hearing the Drosh, and therefore they prohibited it. But if it's Shalobizman Beis HaMedrash, then it's permissible. And the Gemara adds that if he asked the Shmuel Tamei, this ruling of Shmuel is a reflection consistently of his Shita, the Menardoi Paski Sidra de Ksuvim in Chasa de Shabsa. Then in Ardoi, the place of Shmuel, they would read the Parsha of Ksuvim as an integral part of Minchav Shabbos, as we discussed earlier. And that's in the Beis HaMedrash, but it was allowed because it was Shalom Bizman Beis HaMedrash. It's not the time that the drasha was given in the Beis HaMedrash. So that, according to Rav, it would seem that the Iser is limited to the Makom Beis HaMedrash. And it could be that according to Rav, when it's also to read Ksuvim in the Makom Beis HaMedrash, that would apply even Minchav Shabbos, right? We don't have an explicit mention here in the Gemara that Rav, in this new formulation, would limit it to Bizman Beis HaMedrash. However, it could very well be that the Gemara in the Eliyid Mitmar doesn't bother reiterating that limitation, that restriction that we had earlier in the first presentation of Rav, that it all depends upon Zman Beis HaMedrash. Rav holds that once it's Zman Beis HaMedrash, then Makom doesn't play a role, and even Shalom Makom Beis HaMedrash. But as far as Mincha time is concerned, which is certainly way after Zman Beis HaMedrash, the drasha was well completed, Rav, even according to the second formulation, would permit it. Now the Gemara goes back to trying to justify, in a sense, the original formulation of the machlokes. Ravashi Omar, the Olim Kedamar Meikar. Let's go back to the original formulation, in which we said that Shmuel prohibits Kriya B'Ksuvim during the entire year, the entire day, the course of the entire day. Is Shmuel, when he said so, he was being koveh his din Kir Rabbi Nechemya, according to the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya argues against the Tanava Mishnah. He's the dissenting view. As far as the reason for the Iser of Kriya B'Ksuvim on Shabbos, the Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Afal Pi Shomer Kisvei HaKodesh Ein Korin Behen B'Shabbos. In other words, we're not allowed to be Koveya a Kriya of Kisvei HaKodesh on Shabbos from Ksuvim. Is Avol Shonim Behen. But if you want to derive a Torah Shebal Peh from Ksuvim, like the Medrash of Torah Shebal Peh, whether it's the Medrash Shir Shir, Medrash Koheles, and the like, that is Mutar and Darshan Bahem. And you could certainly Darshan the Megillos or any of the Ksuvim and interpret them and derive from them new conclusions and present new insights, which would be Torah Shebal Peh. So the whole nature of the Iser, according to this Tanakhama, the Braisa, the whole scope of the Iser is only Kriya. If it's Kriya without Havana, without Pilpul, without Iyun of Torah Shebal Peh, without studying Midrashim and so forth, that's prohibited. Now, Nitzrach LePasuk, Mevi V'Roebo. Let's say he's in the middle of learning or he's giving his drasha and he needs to see a Pasuk from Ksuvim inside. Then he's allowed to bring the Sefer, he's allowed to look inside and see the Pasuk. That's what we have in the Tanakhama of this Braisa. And now we go on to Rabbi Nechemya. Omer Rabbi Nechemya, Mipnei ma omru kisvei HaKodesh ein korin bohen, meaning the Shabbos. And we said before that this was going to inhibit the participation in the drasha. Rabbi Nechemya has a different take on it. Kidei sheyomru kisvei hakodesh ein korin v'kol shkein v'shtori adyotos. They wanted to convey or transmit the message to the people that they shouldn't be reading different types of documents of shtar shel cheshbonos or different kinds of letters and so forth and so on. And they would hope that the people would make a kal v'chomer, and they would understand and comprehend that if they're not allowed to read kisvei hakodesh on Shabbos, how much more so they shouldn't be reading things that have no kedusha, like shtar shel cheshbonos or mikhtavim. And by the way, Rashi seems to indicate that osu likros bechol mikhtav shehu, meaning mikhtavei yedidus, even if it has no connection to mischar, to any sort of business transaction. However, later on at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Rashi seems to assume that the Iser of Kriya b'mechtovim is only letters that have some connection to business dealings. And it's very possible that Rashi changed his mind later on. But in any event, just to summarize, the bottom line of Rav Nechemia is that the reason for this takana is not bishum bitul beis hamedrash, but rather so that the people would learn this kal v'chomer and they would certainly not read shtari hedyotos on Shabbos. Now, according to this, the Iser of kriya b'ksuvim should encompass the entire day of Shabbos, not just before the Suda, not just b'shas hadrasha. And that's why Shmuel said that it's awesome to read ksuvim kol hayom. He was explaining the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia and the reasoning for the takon according to Rabbi Nechemia. However, Shmuel is not coming to argue against Rav in terms of our Mishnah. In understanding our Mishnah, it's all a matter of bitul beis hamedrash. He's only explaining the din according to the dissenting opinion, in this case, Rabbi Nechemia's opinion, who never accepted the Mishnah. Lamaisa, however, halacha lamaisa, Shmuel set up the halacha, or shall I say, ruled, just like most of the opinions, not like this unique opinion of Rabbi Nechemia, that the reason for this Easter of Kriya B'Ksuvim is because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, and therefore he allowed the members of Nardoi, of his local town, to read from Ksuvim on Mincha Shabbos time. Now, the Baal HaMor makes a comment here that Bizman HaZeh, Kevan She'ein Noagim Lidrosh BeHalacha B'Shabbos BaBoker Mutar Likros B'Ksuvim Meshech Kol HaShabbos Kula. As if to say this entire halacha of the Iser Kriya B'Ksuvim doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh, because we don't have the minhag of darshaning halacha. Our drushes are more what we call agadic and hashkafic. They're not what we call drushes halacha. And therefore on Shabbos morning, we're not going to be interfering with anyone if we allow the reading of Ksuv. That is the opinion of the Baal HaMor. And actually, the Baal HaMor is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Zayin. We're up to now the Mishnah in the latter half of Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnahs continue with the din of saving of Hatzolas Kisvei HaKodesh if there's a fire that broke out, a blaze, a hadlaka, a dleka. And the Mishnah establishes that Matzilin Tik HaSefer Im HaSefer, as when you're allowed to be Matzil HaSefer, it's not just the Sefer itself, but also the case in which the Sefer is enclosed. And this, by the way, in our Ashkenazic world would probably be the mantle. In the Sephardic world, they still really have a tick for the Sefer, as we see here in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah goes on and says, V'chein matzilim min hadleika tik hatfilin im hatfilin. So we're going to expand the kedusha of tefillin to include even the tick, the zekel of the tefillin, when we save it on Shabbos. Yafal pi sheyesh betochan ma'os, even though inside the tick he keeps ma'os, so you would think that now this tick is no longer singularly dedicated to kedusha, to a sefer Torah, to a tefillin. And we would think, therefore, in that context, that maybe doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. And furthermore, if there are mos inside the tick, then when we take out the tick and we carry it in order to save it from the dleika, not only are we violating the Isur of Tiltul the Chotzer, which we are matir for the sake of Hatzolah, but also Tiltul Mukta. Because mos, since they have no purpose on Shabbos, there's nothing you can do with them, their status is identical with that of Eitzim Vavonim, of stones and trees, pieces of wood, which have no function on Shabbos, and therefore they would have the status of Mukta. But since the Rabbanu and Mekil, with regard to, for example, carrying in a Chotzer, for the sake of Hatzolas Kisvei HaKodesh, they extended that Heter even as far as Mukta is concerned. So Tefillin has the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's one Chiddush that we see in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is adding that just like there's a din of Hatzolah in the Sfarim and in the Tefillin themselves, then we can expand the scope of that Hatzolah to include the Tikim, the encasements of both the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin. And not only that, the Mishnah wants to teach us that even if you have mos inside the tick, you might think that before you do that Hatzolah, get rid of those mos, shake them out. No, you don't have to do so. Just save the tick together with its contents, even if it has mos inside. And just like they were matir, as we said earlier, various isurim, for the sake of Hatzolah, they included in that heter even mos, even muktza. And the Mishnah teaches us, again, as we said before, that not only does this din of Hatzol apply to a Sefer Torah, it also applies to Tefillin. And it's interesting because when we talk about Tefillin, and for that matter, when we talk about Sefer Torah, we cover the Sefer Torah, we enclose it, we don't grab onto the gvilim, you know, the parchment of the Sefer Torah without a hefsek. And therefore, we have our Sefer Torah covered by tik, by a mantle, as we said before. And you're allowed to save that tik. And that would be a chiddush in Sefer Torah. Now, when we get to tefillin, you're allowed to hold tefillin as they are. That's what we do on a daily basis. You don't need a hefsek. But nevertheless, we still extend the heter to be matzil, even the tik of tefillin. Now, are you allowed to put mos, according to the strict letter of the law, inside a tick of a Sefer Torah or a tick for tefillin? And on that we have a sugyan brachas on Daf Chav Gimel, and it seems that we're not allowed to do so. You don't put mos inside a tick that's designated for a Sefer Torah, for that matter, for tefillin. It's already a kind of hegdesh l'mitzvaso, and you can't use it for your own purposes, for something secular and mundane like putting mos there. But, says the Aruch Chaim, in our case, dealt with in our sugya, we're talking about a case of a tick that wasn't dedicated exclusively for a Sefer Torah tefillin. It had many different purposes, this tick. Amongst them, it was a place where he kept his mos. It is possible, says the Aruch Chaim, that our Gemara is addressing a case where he illegally, against the law, put mos in there, and nevertheless, that doesn't inhibit the heter, the leniency of Hotzah min Adleika, of Hatzolah min Adleika. And again, this touches on a very important topic, which is sort of on the side, but relevant to us, and that's the case of something that was dedicated for Kedusha, for a mitzvah, and if it's Hukdash L'Kodesh, are you allowed to put mos in it? Okay, now we get back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Lehecha Matzilin Osad, right? There's a Dleika, and you're allowed to be Matzil Kisvei HaKodesh. Where do you bring the Kisvei HaKodesh? Anywhere? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, L'mavoi she'eno mefulash. And we're talking about a mavoi that is surrounded on three sides by mechitzos, and one side is open, the entranceway from Rishus HaRabim is open. That's Eino Mefulosh. But Ben Misera Omer Af Limefulosh. Where do you take the Sfarim that you're saving? Even to a Mavli Mefulosh. Now, a Mavli Mefulosh is open at both ends into Rishus Rab. It spills into Rishus Rab at both ends. And if that be the case, you know, it might have the status of a Rishus Rab Doraisa. We'll have to wait to see the Gemara in order to piece together what this means, Mavli Mefulosh. But let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Tanoim in the case of Afshotas Or of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Okay, so we have now an overlap between the 14th of Nisan, which is the time for the Korban Pesach, and Shabbos. Shabbos fell out on this particular year on the 14th of Nisan. Tanur Rabbanan. Our basar shechalios b'shabes mafshitim es haPesach ad achaz. Direi Rabbi Shmuel, benoshal Rabbi Shmuel bro, benoshal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and that's the first opinion. Chachamim omrim mafshitim es hakorban kulo. The question is whether you're allowed to do a total and a complete hafshata sa'or on Shabbos with regard to the Korban Pesach, which requires Hafshata Sa'or. Now, let's take the first Shita. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. And he allows only Arachaza. So we're going to have a limited Hafshata here. What does Arachaza mean? And it means that we're going to get to the point where the Hafshata allows you to remove from the lamb, from the animal, it's a murim that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And we're not going to allow you to do a complete Hafshata. Why? Because it's Shabbos. Whereas, the Chacham hold Mafshitin es HaKorban Kulo. Kulo means the entire Korban. We don't have to stop at the Chaz and just remove the Emorim. The Emurim. But we do the complete Hafshata, and the Gemara is going to try to make sense out of the Chachamim in just one moment. Let's just give a little review of the background here. The Torah generates a chiyuv for every single member of Klal Yisrael to be makir v'seh, or an Aiz, for a Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and to eat from the basar at night. Now, even though we have a general rule that only a Korban Tzibur overrides the Shabbos, but not a Korban Yochid, here the Gemara derives from Sukkim is the exception to the rule. Korban Pesach is Karev, even though it's a Korban Yochid, and even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. And there are many malachas that are involved in bringing the Korban Pesach, and they are Asuras B'Derek Klal B'Shabbos, but now they're going to be Mutaros, and we're going to have a Heter to do these Malachos on Shabbos, which is really amazing when you think about it. Korban Yochid, that's Docha Shabbos. It really doesn't exist in the universe of Kodshim and Shabbos. Whole Perek Rabbi Shmuel and Menachos about this, but this is not Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. This is Ola's Korban Pesach, and it's not an Ola, but now, how far are we going to go with this Heter? Are we going to allow all the Malachas that are necessary for a Korban to be implemented on Shabbos? Or are we only going to allow those Malachas that are necessary for the purpose of Hakrovas HaBehema? For example, you need Shechita of the Behema, you need Sreifas HaImurim, and together with the Heter of Sreifas HaImurim, we also have Hafshatas HaBehema, so that we can take out the Emurim and be makir them on the Mizbeach. So these are the malachas that are mutaros on Shabbos of the 14th of Nisan for the sake of the Korban Pesach. And the one that we're most interested in right now is not the Sreifa Seimurim as much as Hafshata Semehim, which is the precondition to Hotzah Seimurim. So the Gemara now quotes this Machlokas in the Brisa. How, to what extent is this heter of Hafshotas HaPesach on Shabbos? And if Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, was on Chol in a regular year, then the Oli Regal would take the Pesachim, and again we're talking about after Shechita, and it would be Tole the lamb on the hooks that were made of metal that were connected to the walls of the Azara. And the back legs of the animal, of the lamb, were on top. The head of the lamb was on the bottom. And once they set that up on these vavim, then they were ready for afshata, and they could be mafshit. Again, we're talking about a regular year, it's not Shabbos, the entire behemoth. When there's an overlap between Shabbos and Erev Pesach, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the afshata sabehemah has a limited heter. It's only going to be ad achaze, and it's all done with tzorech gavoah. And that's going to be Docha the Shabbos. But Hafshotas Yeser HaBehema, if he does Hafshota on the balance of the animal, and that's only Litzorch HaBailim, in other words, to facilitate that they could eat the Basar, that's not enough to be Docha Shabbos. Right? We only override the Shabbos for Arachaz, because that Arachaz is Litzorch HaVor. Beyond that, achaz is just for the setting up the achila. That's not enough to be docha Shabbos. And the last thing we want to mention here, and Rashi mentions this, is that the afshata is only b'leil Pesach, b'layla. Now, the chachamim are of the opinion that mafshita is kol habehema, and the question is why. Are we dealing with Hutra versus Dechuya? Why would the Hafshot of the entire Behema be permissible? Isn't Rabbi Shmuel's logic very compelling? And the Gemara says, Bishleimel Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochim and Broka. We understand that the Heter of Hafshot is only until the Chaz and not beyond. The Ha is Avid Le Tzarek Avah. The Hafshot up to, but not beyond the Chaz is certainly done with tzarek avod to remove the emurim. Anything beyond that is only tzarek hedyot, is only for the bailim in order to be able to eat the karma. But el rabbanan my time, why did the rabbanan allow hafshat legamri kula for the entire behema? Amar rabba barbrachon rabbi yochanan the omar kra, the pasuk says in mishle kol pal hashem lemanein, anything that we do is lechvodo, for Hashem. Whatever a person does, any action, it's always going to be lichvodo shel Hashem. Therefore, we can understand and we can assume that when the Torah gives us mitzvahs, the Torah wants us to do the mitzvah in a way that brings the greatest covenant to Hashem. Kol pol Hashem l'maneu. And therefore, when the Torah commands us regarding the Korban Pesach, that we should bring the Korban Pesach even on Shabbos, and it allows certain malachos that are connected to the Korban Pesach, that includes the heter, in this heter, all of the action that brings covered for this avodah. Even if the maisa is not required, mamish, for the Korban itself, but nevertheless it brings a, what we said, a covered for the avodah, that's considered tzarkavah. And therefore, going to Chachamim, even the Hemshech of Hafshot, even when he continues with Hafshot beyond the Chazer, that's also an example of this kind of an action which glorifies the Kavod Hashem, it's being done with Tzarkavoa, and the Torah wants to matir Pesach on Shabbos in the most all-encompassing way as far as the perspective of Kavod Lavoda is concerned. So that even though beyond the chaza, as we said before, it's not really the tzorach for the korban mamish, but nevertheless it's tzorach gavah. That's also the hemshech hafshata from the chaza on is also considered and can be classified as tzorach gavah, as kavod havoda. It's the tzorach gavah, and it's matir no less than any other part of the avoda, which is mutar on Shabbos. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara is quoting a pasuk here from Mishlei, is it not? Kol Pol Hashem L'maneu. Generally speaking, when we derive halachas to be docha an isa doraisa, for example, hafshata sa'or, and here the Chachom are extending it to the entire animal, we don't derive those halachos from psukim in Tanakh. We derive from the Torah itself. But the Chacham understand that to embellish the mitzvah of Hafshata, we want to do the Hafshata Kula on the entire animal. And it's logical to assume that the Torah also wants us, according to the Chachamim, to do this Heder mitzvah on Shabbos and expand and enhance and embellish the mitzvah of the Avodas HaKorban. The reason why the Chacham quote the pasuk in Mishlei, it's only in Asmach to Bialm. The svara was that Heder mitzvah is considered part of the mitzvah, and if the mitzvah allows you to override various malachas that are also on Shabbos normally, then we should go one step further and include within the Heder mitzvah even Hafshatas Ha'or Kula. And the logic of it is not, again, the derivation from the pasuk. The pasuk is an asmachta, but the logic that's compelling is that Heder mitzvah is something that Hashem wants. God wants this. So it's logical to assume that the Torah would be lenient here and allow us to do the afshata kula, as we said before. And the Gemara adds, "Vahachanami l'maneu ika." Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this Kavod Hashem, when he completes the afshat of the entire behema, even beyond the chaza? I mean, that's a pella. You know, we don't think in terms of kavod of something like afshata sa'or. So what's l'maneu? That you're basing yourself on the smacht of l'maneu. Well, where's Lamaneu here in the Kavod Hashem of Hafshatas Bei Makula? And here we have two opinions. Rav Yosef Amar Shalo Yasriach and Rav Amar Shalo Yu Kodshei Shamayim Utolim Kinevela. So Rav is going to tell us, Rav Yosef, let's start with Rav Yosef, is we need the Hafshata to limit, or shall I say, to prevent the Hasracha, the Sirachon, which would make it repulsive, of a Korban Hashem. And what that means is that the R, the skin of an animal, is responsible or generates a chom, a certain warmth, in the basar itself. So although you're not allowed to take it out to the Avir Atzonin, Litzonino, but in this case, we're dealing with a possibility of Sirachon. Why? Because the R, as we said before, is Mechamimus HaBosar, and that prevents the air from cooling off the Basar, and as a result, we're going to speed up the process of Sirachon. The basar is going to be getting ruined, so to speak, or what word can we use? Spoiled. And that's not covered for the basar, which is nechal with the korban Hashem. So just like in those segments which we give to the king, And we invite the Avodim, in this case, for the Sudas Molochim, to participate in that great banquet of the king. So that makes sense. And this issue of Shalo Yasriach therefore puts the Hafshatas Kula, according to Chachamim, into the category and can be classified as Kol Paul Hashem Lemane. This is Paul Hashem. We don't want the animal to have a stench. And there's going to be a stench if you remove part of the or, but you leave the rest of the or, because the or is going to heat up the basar, and the heating basar, if it's not cooking and frying and baking, is going to stifle the basar until finally it gets to the point of sirachon. Now the Mishnah in Avos, by the way, mentions that there was a ness in the Beis Hamikdash that basar kodshim lo esriach me'olam. I would say, just one second, that basar kodshim lo esriach me'olam. Yeah, I would say that maybe it's true and this is a guaranteed miracle, but we don't rely in terms of the avoda on miracles. We have to do the avoda the way we are commanded here in this great book of Vayikra, you know, all over to do. We have to do the avoda in the best way possible. Rava Amar Shaloyu Kodshe Shemayim Utolam Kinevela. Rava says that the reason why we want to do the Afshata is because otherwise you're leaving the Kodshim as if it were Chas Shalom and Vela. In other words, you're not eating the Basar. And mafshitin eskulo means chayovin lahafshit eskulo. It's really a kiyum, a notch of kvod shamayin, and therefore it should be done a hafshat eskulo, and that's a requirement. That's an absolute chiyum. So the Gemara now asks, my Beinayu, is there a halachic nafkamina between the two explanations of Rav Yosef and Rava? They both seem to be very closely aligned. We don't see a great gap between them. But the Gemara, it clarifies this. There is a gap between them. Iko Beinayu, de manach apsora de dahava. So the word psora indicates a table. And Dahava is the Aramaic equivalent of Zahava, of Zahav. So we're talking about a shulchan made of gold. And the behema is left munachas on the shulchan of Shalrav. Now, let's go through Rava and then Rav Yosef. According to Rava, and his principle is Shlo Yeh Kodshei Shamayim Mutolim Kinevela, here in this case, it's Munachas Bekovel. It's on a shulchan of gold. And therefore, the Rabbana will be molded to Rav Yishmael in this set of circumstances. He doesn't need to be mafshit anywhere beyond the Chaza. So that works out well. And Rava is going to say that this is not called Kodshei Shamayim Mutolim Kinevela, and there's no reason why Rabbi Yishmael should be compelled under those circumstances to be mafshit min achoze vehol. The point of Yosef that we're worried about sirachon of a karbon, if we only do hafshat on half of it, and that's the Chacham's chashash, then even in this case where he glorifies the basar of the korban by putting it on a shulchan shel zav, nevertheless we have to be concerned with sirachon. So that's going to be the first nafkamina between Rabba and Rav Yosef, between Rav and Rav Yosef. The second nafkamina is Yoma di Astana, and that's a special kind of a ruach tzvonis, a northern wind that appears in many gemaras and shas. And if there's this northern wind, then the behemoth is not going to suffer sirachon, as the meat of the animal will not decompose and be like putrid. This ruach tzonis has the power to slow down that process of sirocha. And since it's not, in this case, too hot, and it's not too cold, that's going to be the temperature control of this ruach tzfonis. Therefore, there's no chashash of immediate sirochon. And Rav Yosef is going to say that even the chachomim would agree to Rav Yishmoel that we don't have to be mafshit the whole or. We have a natural preservation, so to speak, of the bosa. But according to Rava, we still have to be choshesh for kachi shemayim that a munachim can avail. This is not the covered for kachi shemayim. The Gemara now asks the following question: Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochum ben Broka, who says that you're not allowed to be mafshit the entire behema on Shabbos on the 14th of Nisan, only up to the Chazer, is high. What do we do with the pasuk of Paul Hashem Lemaneu, from which the Chachamim derived the conclusion that we should not allow, we're not allowed to leave Kodshim in a Derech Bizayim? Is my Ovidah? Are there any halachas that he, Rabbi Yishmael, will derive from this pasuk? And again, this is a little bit odd, this Gemara. It's not really a typical Gemara. The Gemara often has a machlokas, and if you derive a certain halacha from one pasuk, so the dissenting view, what does he do with that pasuk? But the fact that Rabbi Yishmael did not darshan this pasuk of Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu, that's not a kasha. I mean, this pasuk is only used as a smachta. And I guess the Gemara wanted to establish that maybe Rabbi Yishmael would use this pasuk and smachta for some other din. And the Gemara's answer, therefore, is Shelo Yotzi Esayimurim Kodem Afshat Esa'or. So that when you remove the emurim from the innards, right, to burn on the mizbeach, from the lamb itself, from the carbon itself, you should not do so until you first take off, strip off the hide, the or. And how do you do so? You do a chaticha, you start cutting into the or, and as you do so, you remove the emurim through that mokum chtach, wherever you cut it, that's where you take the emurim out. And that's something that he shouldn't be doing. He should first do the afshata, not just cut in and take out, grab in and, you know, rip out the emurim. First he should do the afshata kidarko, and then he should take out the emurim. So complete the afshata, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, in the case of Shabbos, we do part of the afshata, but nevertheless, after the afshata, that's when it's appropriate to take out the emurim. Not before the afshata, not when you cut the, you know, the skin and just pull out some emurim. My timer, what's the reasons for this? Why do you need the afshata or before you take out the emurim? And the Gemara answers, Omer Avuna Breda Rav Nosson Mishum Nimin. Right, there are certain hairs, let's call them woolen hairs, that are on the or. And they get stuck to the emurim when the emurim are removed from the guf. That's not covered for the korban, to be makrev emurim with hairs that are attached to it. And therefore the mitzvah of Hafshat HaSa'or comes first, before we take out the Emurim, and then we have no problem with the Saros HaTzemer that are on the Or, and we can be Mekayim covered HaEmurim in the most perfect way. And the Esmachta for that is this Pasuk, Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu. Now the Gemara goes back to the Sheet of the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Mar Ukva, Maya Hajule Chavre, the Rabbi Shmuel. What was the response of the Chachamim to the argument of Rabbi Shmuel? In other words, did they have some sort of support for their opinion? I mean, in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, we understand that Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that, you know, we need to be mechalik between Tzark Gavoa and Sarko, and therefore the necessary afshota for Tzarka Vo is only out of Chazer. Now the Rabbanon counter argument, they say, well, Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu, for the various reasons that we explained, Rabbi Yosef and Rava. But is there some sort of a taina that the Rabbanan put forward as a support for their shita. Right, the pasuk is only nesmachta. So, what is the real source, so to speak, the makar of the shitas chachamim that you're allowed to be mafshit min achaze and beyond, even though it's not tzorek gavoa? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamala, this is what the Chachamim told Rabbi Shmuel, Im Matzilin min adleika b'Shabbos tik ha-sefer, Im ha-sefer is lo nafshit es ha-pesach me'oro. In the case of adloka, in the case of Matzilin mipnei adleika, we allowed the removal of the tik to save the tik, even if there were mos inside. See, really saving on Shabbos the mos, that's certainly Litzorach Hejat. I mean, as far as the Sefer Torah is concerned, I understand that's Tzorach Avor, but the most that are inside the tick, I mean, that's purely Litzorach Hejat. And yet, it's included in this Heter that we have of Hatzolas Ha-Sefer with its tick, Mifnei Adleiko, and we extend it even to the most. Doesn't it make sense, therefore, that if you're taking a tzorek avo and you're expanding the heter to include even a tzorek hejot, that in the case of the Pesach, which is hafshata lekvodo shel Hashem, I mean, that's certainly tzorek avo. So even if it does have an element of tzorek hejot, that we need hafshata in order to facilitate the achilas abosar, nevertheless, we should certainly expand the scope of this heter when the Torah was matir lekvodo, lekvod Hashem, lekvodo avo, that would also include Tzorach Hejot, like we saw in the case of the Heter of Tik. Again, you have to ask yourself the following question. You know, in the case of Hafshata, we're dealing with Melachos Doraisa. It's a big deal to be Matir Hafshata on Shabbos of Pesach, of Erev Pesach. You know, when you're talking about, you know, the issue of Hatzolah Bifnei Adleika, in the worst case scenario, you're talking about a violation of a Derabbanan. But again, just to reiterate the taina of the Chachamim about Hafshatas HaPesach min Achaze Ohola, that we can expand the definition of Tzorach Gavoa, and we can matir on Shabbos, like, you know, since it's a carbon for Hashem, and we want to make it as much, shall we say, expand the covered element, then even though he does get a certain benefit, the owner of the animal, by doing this hafshata, but nevertheless, it's all part of a process which is karbonu shel Hashem, which is kvod Hashem. And it's a very simple matter, according to the Chachamim, of expanding the heter from the kavod of tzorek avoa ad achazer to even the tzorek hedgehog, but it's all within the greater perspective of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, of the covet of the karma. So if he does the afshata beyond the chaza, is that considered being morid mikvod v'shal Hashem? No, not at all. Again, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with this principle. You know, he thinks that only that which is done with Tzorach Avoa is included in the Poskel Maneh, and he's very limited and very strict. You know, any pu'ul, anything that you do that we can define essentially or primarily as Litzorach Hejot, it's not also Litzorach Avon. It doesn't lend itself to expand, because fundamentally, let's call a spade, the pu'ula bi'ikra is Litzorach Hejot, and that's not included in the Heter. Again, the Afshata Sa'or is part of the Karban, but That depends. Are you talking about the carbon on the Mizbeach, the Achilles Mizbeach, which is the Arachoza, which is the Emurim, or are you talking about the Achilles Adam? And the Achilles Adam doesn't reach that high level, that notch of Kvodo Hashem to be Matir Moloch on Shabbos. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Chachamim are going to try to use our Mishnah of Matzil Bifnei Adleika as a method of rejecting the svar, the logic of Rabbi Shmuel. Again, Rabbi Shmuel is going with the strict view. You know, he's the letter of the law restriction, and he's going to say, "Well, what's Tzara Kavah?" And L'Kvod Hashem, the Torah was Matir Malach on Shabbos. Comes along the Chachamim by invoking our Mishnah and clearly indicating that with regard to the Sefer Torah, it's Tikka the most within. We have a distinction between two categories of Tzara Kavah and Tzara Hejot. And granted those premises, within the context of those definitions, the Hatzolah of Kisvei HaKodesh should be, L'chor according to Rabbi Shmuel, should be limited in a strict sense to Tzorech Gavoa. And yet, the Mishnah establishes that we go beyond, broaden the scope, and include Tzorech Hejot as well. And even the Tzorech Hejot is going to benefit from this Hatzolah. Of Matzil Bifnei Adleika Kisvei Kodesh. So once the Mishnah is Matir Hatzolah Satik together with the Mos, then we see for sure that when we Docha an Iser, when we override an Iser for the purpose of Tzorah Kavah, we can expand that to include even Tzorah Hejo. How much more so in the case of Afshato, where he's going to take out the Iburim after Afshato for the purpose of eating the Korban Pesach and fulfilling that mitzvah. And that's the first girsa in our Gemara, and the Gemara seems to be unhappy with this girsa. Soon we'll see Rav Ashi has a different girsa in explaining the machlokas here between Rav Shmuel and the Chacham. Why does Gemara feel hesitant to accept that first girsa as we have it, as we discussed it? Me dummy, what kind of an analogy would the Chachamim be equating over here? Hossam, in the case of Atzol Satik, and you want to bring a riot from that to Korban, that's a case of tiltal, that's a case of moving something. Now, when it comes to moving something, again, unless you're taking it out to a Rishus HaRavim, we're dealing with the Surim Derabbanan. So the maximum Isur here is tiltal mukto, or perhaps taking it into a Chotzer. But when we're talking about Afshata HaKorban, you're talking about a Melach HaDoraisa. You're talking about a chiyuv chatas. You're not talking about violating an isa derabbanan. So if in the context of hatzolah b'fnei adleika, we're going to be matir an isa tiltul muktzah, for example, within the broader context of the cover that we want to give for the Sifrei Torah and its tik, or its tikim, I should say. So that's one thing, you know. Okay, so what are you overriding? You're overriding an Issa Tiltul Mukta. Okay, I'm not making light of that, but that certainly should not be compared to the heavy, heavy duty heter of Hafshata to go beyond that which the Torah is mafshit, the R up to the Chazev, which is absolutely critical for the covet of the Tzorech HaKorban, and then go beyond that with a Hafshata. That would be a violation of an Issa D'Oraisa for L'Tzorech Hejo, that we cannot do, and that there's certainly no basis for the analogy of the Chacham. So at this point, Rav Ashi moves forward, you know, center stage, high profile, and he offers a different take on this machlokas. B'tarte pligi. The machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim is a twofold machlokas. Number one, pligi b'tiltul. They're arguing about a din d'rabbanan. And let's go back to the case of Hafshata, of the Korban, Ara Chaza. And the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel is to insist that you're only allowed to be mafshit to Korban up to the Chaza, but not beyond. Now, if there's a heter tiltul of the Korban Pesach, after he was mafshit up to the chaz. And now he took out the emurim. So Rabbi Shmuel is going to say that when he takes out the emurim, then the rest of the carbon, the balance of the carbon, is aser betiltel. What does that mean? If you're taking, let's say the basar is in the hot sun, and he wants to take it into the tzel, in order that it shouldn't be masriah. And what are you going to do now? You're going to mishum shal or adain mechuber lebos, the outer hide, so to speak, the skins is still connected to the boss. Is Rabbi Shmuel holds that you have a muktzah problem here. Now, why is the aura of the behemoth muta betiltel in general, which means that it's not muktzah? That's because we're dealing with, again, there's a Mishnah back on Daf Mem Tes, with what's called aura behemoth gas. Like, for example, a shor, an ox. And you can use that or and stretch it out as a tablecloth and eat your sud on it. But now we're talking about the or of a seh or an eitz. So that's not roi l'shotcho l'hasiv olav. And therefore that or has the status of muktzah. So getting back to Rabbi Shmuel is saying that if he's mafshit the korban up until the chazer, what happens with the korban now at this point? You've removed the imur. Okay, so now as far as the korban is concerned, you did what you have to do, and now you're going to burn the imur. Are you allowed to be metal to the korban pesach after you take out the imur? And Rabbi Shmuel says that once you take out the Yemurim, there's an Issa Tiltil. Asul Taltil Shara Karmon Minachamal Etzel Kadesh Lo Yasriya. And why is that? I mean, the Basar itself is not Mukta. I mean, you're allowed to eat the Basar. On the contrary, that's the Mitzvah of Achilas HaKarmon, a Basar and Pesach. But the Basar is still Mechubar to the Or. And the R has the status of muktzah, because we're talking about the R of a seh or an eiz, which is a behema daka, and that's not roi for anything. The R is not useful anymore in the case of an eiz or a seh. You cannot use it l'shotcho ulahasiv olav. So you've got a real muktzah problem here if you want to move the R beyond the chazah. Number two, says Ravashi, there's a second machlokas, and that is upligi b'mulach. Now they're up to a daraisa level. Until now we're talking about tiltul mukta, that's a drabona. But if we're talking about being doche meleches hafshata for the purpose of the karmon, so then I understand litzarch hafshatza karmon up to the chaz, but beyond that we have a serious issue of Hafshata Doraisa, Hachi Kamarle. Now we can go through these two points and see how to weave them into the dialogue between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham. Let's go back to the first issue of Muktza. So the Chacham now say the following: there's no Issa Tiltal on the Karbon. The Karbon is certainly Mutta B'Tiltal. And the Chacham say that we hold that even the Meleches Hefshet could be permissible, could be permitted, so that we don't limit the Kvod Shamayim.
Sorry.
Let's go over this twofold Machlokes, according to Ravashi's presentation. First, they're arguing about Dinei Mukta, and the Chacham are of the opinion that you're allowed to be metaltel the Pesach, even though part of the Or is still attached to the Korban Pesach, but let's call it Iker and Tafel. So the main thing is the Basar, and that's not Muktzah. And therefore we don't consider the Or as Muktzah. Then there's another Machlokes. Let's assume that it's Mutal Taltel as a Korban. And now we have to talk about Hafshata per se. And here's where the Chachamim say the following. Omru Chachamim l'raya shakorban mutar. Anachnu, we, the Chachamim, hold that even the Meleches Hefshet is muteris, because we don't want to limit the Kvod Shemayim as we discussed earlier. Therefore, how much more so they're going to be matir the tiltul of the karmon, let's say, for example, to take it from the sun into the shade in order to prevent sirachon and to prevent miut kvod shamayim. And even according to your shita, you disagree with regard to a malacha d'oraisa of hafshata. You have to admit that, at least you have to admit that the Yisud Rabban of Tiltu Mukta should be mutter. That much you should at least admit. And that's what the Rabban wanted to prove from the Mishnah. That imatzilin tik hasefer masefer. If for kvod shamayim you're allowed to take the tick that has the mos in it, is lo netaltel or agav basar, certainly you should agree that there should be no iser mukta of the or when it's agav the basar. And that's all the kvod shamayim. So the Chachom are really bringing a raya from Hatzolas tik and sefer that even in a case where, for example, there's no mos, right? But the point is, what's the status of the or? Is the or mukta or not? And, you know, the Mishnah itself, later on, which the Gemara is going to clarify, that you're allowed to be toreach, to be matzel sefer, even betiltu b'movui, even if a movui has no sheet of muvos, even though generally speaking in such a case it would be osur, you can't say save other chafotz min adleika, but in this case, we're going to be matir mishum kvod shamayim. We want to limit and protect the kisvei hakodesh. Our Mishnah is teaching us that you're allowed to be matzil even the tick, because if you would have to be misakev, if you would have to slow yourself down and you have to take the sefer out of the tick, you're going to lose precious time, and it's possible that in the meantime, the sefer itself will be burnt. But in any event, you save the tick, agav the sefer. And in a parallel way, it should be mutta to be metal to the or, which is mukta, since it's connected to the basar, agav the basar. And that's going to prevent sirachon of the basar as a result of the chama. And here we turn to Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Mi Domi, the Gemara wants to reject this Svara. Hasam, in the case of Atzol B'fnei Adleika, the tick is Nasa Bosis, L'Dovra Mutar. Right, the tick is holding on to the Sefer, which is a Dovra Mutar. You're allowed to be metal to the Sefer. Forget about Adleika, even without Adleika, you'd be allowed to. So the tick is not anything more than a bosses l'dover amuta, but hacha here, in the case of tiltul korban ha-pesach, the or is a bosses l'dover asur. In other words, it's a bosses to the bosser, and the bosser is also betiltul. So let's just add another important point here in understanding the logic of Rabbi Shmuel, and now the Gemara is presenting the thesis that even the basar of the Pesach is mukta. Why is the basar Pesach mutta? And the answer is because it's raw. I mean, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat the korban Pesach unless it's tzli, after it's roasted. So since it's also at this point in time, an Erev Pesach, to eat the basar before, right, and it's Erev Pesach Shechalios Pshas, before you do the tzli, therefore the basar is considered mukta. The Chacham, on the other hand, would hold that is a heter of tiltul basar mishum kvod shamayim. And once you have the heter of tiltul basar kvod shamayim, agav that heter in the basar, we're going to apply a heter even to the or. And agav the basar, we're going to be matir tiltul or. And where do we find the precedent for that? In our Mishnah, because agav tiltul sefer, we're going to be matir tiltul tik. And now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the basar is also betiltul, which means that Masha Masriach B'Shemesh, that's not called Tzar Kavah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because since the person gets benefit from it, that's called Tzar Hejot. And therefore, even if the R itself is, well, shall we call it a Kli Tashmish, that doesn't have an Isur Muk to it. Nevertheless, we should distinguish between the R and its relationship to the Basar, and the Tik and its relationship to the Sefer. In the case of a Tik, it's a Basis L'davar, L'davar Mutar. The Gemara is going to reject this logic of Agav. Why? Because the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Basar is also betiltul, and that's because, you know, protecting the Basar at this point is called Letzorech Hedger, not Letzorech Gavoa, and the Basar itself is also Bachilu before Tzli, so it has no Shimush. And, you know, we're going to set up a difference here between the case of the R being Mukta and the case of the Tik. Now, we're going to see soon that if the Tik has within it most, then the status of the Tik is not just a Basel Dovra Mutter, but it's also a Basel Dovra Asur. So again, let's read the Gemara one more time. Me dummy. Is there really an equation to have Mishnah Hasam? In the case of Atzol Bifnei Adleika, we're saying the Tik is a Basis L'davra Mutar. Right, that's the Sefer. But Hacha, here in the case of Tiltul Korban Pesach, then we're talking about a Basis L'davra Aser. And we're saying because the Basa number one is not Roy L'Achila now, it's also B'Achila, it's not Sli. And furthermore, the Achilas HaBasa per se is not within the purview of the Heter of Letzor Kavoah. It's called Tzorach Hejot. Ella says, this is what the Chacham was saying to Rabbi Shmuel, Beno Pshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, as a proof to this sheet. Im Atzilin Tik Shel Sefer Mas Sefer. Afal Pishyesh Betoko Mos. Ah, so we're not talking about a case of a Tik without Mos. We're talking about the case of the Tik with Mos. That makes the Tik into a Basis L'davar Asur. Again, even though the Tik is also housing the Sefer Torah, but it also has the Mos in it. And yet the Chachamim said you're allowed to move this Tik and be Matzav Fnei Adleika. Is Lo Nitaltel or Agav Basar? We want to save the Basar from the sun that's beating down and it's causing Sirachon. So are we not allowed to be metaltal the R Agav Basar, even though the R per se in and of itself be also a tiltal, but Agav the Basar it should be Mutter. And we've seen a precedent to this that Matzilim Tikshal Sefer Ima Sefer, meaning Agav the Sefer, we're going to be Matzil even the Tik, even though the Tik has Mos. So clearly we are applying the principle of Agav, and if Agav is Matu Tiltul in the case of Tik, Agav the safest, so then we should be Matu the Tiltul of the Or, Agav the Basar. That was the argument of the Chachamim against Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, me dummy. Once again, the Gemara rejects this analogy. Hasam, in the case of Tik, Nasa Basis L'davar Asa U'L'davar Amut. Don't call the Tik a Basis L'davar Asa because it's also safer inside of it. So it has this status of a Basis for both a Davar Amut and a Davar Asa. But Hacha, here in the case of Karban, the status of the R is Kulo Nasis Basis L'davar Asa, meaning the Basar Pesach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Asa B'Tiltul for the reasons that we gave. And therefore the status of the R is that of a Basis L'davar Asa, and only to the Davar Asa. There's no Davar Mutter here. Elohachi Kamer. Maybe now we're ready for an analogy that the Chacham want to make to argue against Rabbi Shmuel. Im Mevim Tik Sheyesh B'Tocho Mos Me Alma. In other words, we take a Tik, let's say for example, that has Mos in it. Okay? It's a Basis L'davar Asur. Now, use this Tik in Lahatzil Bo Sefer Torah, right? Inside the Tik, there is a Sefer Torah. Now the Sefer Torah doesn't have a Tik unless it's inside the Tik, correct? And we're going to take the Sefer Torah that has no Tik, we're going to put it into and rest it down inside the Tik,
And we're not going to require that we take out the most from the tick. Why? Because he's being metaltel this tick in order to put the Sefer Torah into the tick and to stave it from the Dleika. Is lo netaltel or agav bosor? So what, Rabosei, is the new element here in the equation of Ella? You know, Ella, at this point in the development of the Gemara, we're introducing some new variable. And it seems that the new variable, which is called in the language of the Gemara, Mevim Tik, Sheyesh Bo Mos, Me Alma, is that we have a Sefer Torah, it has no tick. We need to save it by putting it into a tick and taking it out with its tick. So now, what tick are we going to use to put the Sefer Torah in order to save the Sefer Torah? So we have a tick that has Mos in it. That tick is a basis l'davar aser. We're going to move it around, mimakom l'makom, that's called mealma, mevia mealma, in order to put the Sefer Torah inside of it, so that we can be matzil the Sefer Torah, because we need the tick in order to be matzil the Sefer Torah. So we're going to move the tick that has mos in it, in order to be matzil the Sefer Torah. We don't have to throw out the mos. So before, you know, you might have thought, well, before you move this tick, in order to put the Sefer Torah into the tick for Hatzolah purposes, first get rid of the Mos. So we're not going to require that. And in the logic of the Chachamim, it seems like it's a lot worse to move a tick with Mos in it for the purpose of saving a Sefer Torah than it is to move the R in order to save the Basar. Is therefore the Gemara says, in the name of the Chachamim, Lo Nitaltil Or Agav Basar? Question mark. Can you not allow me to move the R agav the basar? Again, even though the Chachamim understand that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the basar is also betiltul, as we discussed. But if you know it seems less of an iser of moving a basis, right, than moving a tick that's a basis. So again, in both cases, we have a basis. You know, when you have a tick besoch of mos, and we have the R that's connected to the basar, in both cases, we have a basis l'davar aser. But the Gemara thinks, according to Chachamim, that it's more of a big deal to move a tick that has mos in it for the sake of Hatzolah, than it is to move the R that has basar with it. And the R that has basar is called a basis, and the tick that has mos in it is a basis. So, at the very least, you should again, it seems that the language of the Chachom is a Kal Vachomer. I'm not sure that we can explain the Kal Vachomer right now. Why is it a bigger deal, you know, to allow you to move the tick than it is to move the R? Maybe because the status of the basar is a little bit questionable. It's not, you know, the basar is not fully, you know, fully mukta, so it's not a fully davar aser, but certainly the mos is a classic case of mukta. So now the Gemara says, Vehi gufa minolan. You know, let's go back to basics. You're assuming that you can move a tick which has mos in order to save a Sefer Torah. Where do you know that from? Ilema. If the source is midehecha de isbe lo shadi lehu, in other words, since when you put the Sefer Torah into the tick together with the mos, is lo shadi lehu, right? That what we're learning in the Mishnah is he doesn't have to throw out the mos, and you're allowed to be metal to the tick in order to save the mos. The Mishnah should have said that you have to throw out the mos first. Apparently, the Mishnah is assuming you don't have to throw the mos. I mean, you know, mitok lava teshmehen is aisuye nami maisinon. It seems that it would also be mutter to bring the tick that has the mos in it in order to put the Sefer Torah in it. I could always ask you, mi dami. Yeah, how can you equate the two cases? Hasam, in the case of the Mishnah, if we're going to require of him that he get rid of the mos, is maybe out of hachi vachi nafla d'leika. You know, you want to put the tick, you want to put the Sefer Torah into the tick, And now we're going to tell him, well, in the meantime, make sure the tick is, how should I say, is empty of any mos. Now we have a Dleika. And in the meantime, you know, you're not going to allow him to use this tick. The Sefer Torah is going to go up in flames. So let's allow him to be metaltil the tick, together with the mos, in order to save the Sefer. That makes a lot of sense. But Hacha, in a case where he's bringing a tick that has mos in order to save the Sefer, is adahachi vahachi lishdinan. In other words, he's on his way to bring the tick to save the Sefer Torah. In the meantime, let him shake out the tick and get rid of the moles that are inside the tick. You know, he has the possibility of shaking the tick and getting rid of the moles. Right? That's not the case in our Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah is talking about a case where, you know, we have this dleika, and now we're going to tell him, wait a second, you know what? Get rid of the mos. Well, right now what's critical and what's urgent is to be metaltel the tick, even with the mos, in order to save the Sefer Torah. But in a case where he's bringing a tick in order to save a Sefer Torah, and he's got mos in it, on his way, he can get rid of the mos. It's very possible for him to be menaris amos min atik as he's rushing to save the Sefer Torah. And in this case, he's not holding the Sefer. You know, we don't have to worry about the Sefer going up in smoke. He's only holding the tick. And, you know, it's let's say, oh, in the Mishnah's case, where he has a Sefer that's munach betik together with mos, the Mishnah says that he doesn't have to get rid of the mos. So Gemara says, Hasam, in that case, because if, you know, he's involved already in saving the Sefer, which is inside the tick, you can ask him, well, you know what, get rid of the mos inside the Sefer. In the meantime, it's very possible that that there's going to be, you know, a situation of a dleika, you know, while he's busy getting rid of the mos from the tick. So we're going to allow him to be metalto the tick with the mos because he's saving the Sefer that's inside the tick. But here, in a case where he's bringing a tick with mos in order to save the Sefer, to put the Sefer inside the tick, why can't we ask him to get rid of the mos on the way, shake out the mos, on his way to the Sefer, to put the Sefer inside the tick? So that's what he calls Bishashim Emayr LaHatzilo. Is he Tochein? It's possible in Nairis HaMos. And there's no Sefer now in the tick, so when he's shaking out the Mos, he's not going to, you know, drop the Sefer or anything like that. So what are you going to tell me? It's a little difficult to do so. But if he's, you know, busy with Niur, we can ask him to be very, very careful. Uksha Osik Benir Zahir Zen. In other words, there's only a limited amount of Nir that he's doing. So you're going to tell me that, well, he's going to lose some precious time, and therefore we shouldn't be Machai of him to do so. But you don't have any proof, you know, that if the tick has Mos in it, you know. I'm sorry, if the tick only has Mos, and you can't prove that he's not Chayv to be Menar the Mos when he's busy running with the tick in order to save the Sefer, maybe it's easy enough and we don't have to ask him too much. If we ask, you know, if we tell him to shake out the mos, he doesn't need such zahirus. If he has a tick inside, if he has a Sefer inside the tick and you tell him to shake out the mos, I mean, he has to do that very carefully, and that's going to cause him to lose some precious time. So therefore the Gemara says that we don't have a real proof. And Elam Marbar of Ashi, the Olam Kedamino Meikara. Let's go back to our original understanding on the previous Amud. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel bar Broka and the Chacham are arguing only as far as Hafshatas HaPesach Min HaChozev HaHola. That's the substance and the extent, the scope of their argument. And the Chacham are bringing a proof, as we said before, that you could be Matzil the mos, right? He doesn't have enough time to shake out the mos. And even though it's asiyas tzarchei hedjot, you're allowed to do that agav hatzolos sefer, which is tzarkavoa. So too in the case of hefshed pesach, we're going to consider it even beyond the chazer. We're going to consider it as what? As, and the heter afshata is going to be considered as leman kvod Hashem, even though there's also an element of tzarech hedjot. But his ultimate purpose is for the sake of tzarkavoa. Ah, but Udika Kashalach, why did we reject this original pshat? Because Hossam, in our Mishnah, with regard to a tick of a sefer, the Chachomim were matir tiltul mukzo, which is only an Issa Drabbana, but here they're going a step further, and they want to be mafshit, they want to be matir hafshotas ha-pesach, which is an Issa molocha da-oraisa. So for that I'm going to answer you, kigon de-lo kaboyle le-or. Okay, now we have to introduce what we call a davar sheni miskaven, meaning the owner of the karbon doesn't need the or. When he does the afshata, he's not taking it out for the sake of the or. Right? He's only doing the afshata for the sake of the mitzvah of kavod Hashem. Or, for example, shelo yasriach, it shouldn't be mutal bebizoyon. So afshata sa'or is not done for the purpose of taking the or. It's like the case where, you know, he's trying to protect himself from an animal that's attacking him and is putting him in peril. He's not doing this because he wants to take the animal and sell it to a zoo, right? So here also he has no need for the or. So that's not called meleches mafshit. And here we have a dover shenim iskaven. And our sugya is reflecting the sheet of Rav Shimon, and we paskin apparently like Rav Shimon, that Dover Shedim is coming is mutter. So the Gemara asks the old classic question, V'abayi v'rov the amrit shavayu, moda Rav Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. And here for sure, he's doing the afshata. You know, there's no question that the malacha will be done. Like for example, let's say he cuts off the head of the animal on Shabbos. Right, so you know the owner of the animal is going to die. So don't tell me that he's not miskaving for malach of netilas neshama, and therefore we're going to apply and activate Rav Shimon's pinsel davar sheni miskaving. That's not so. He knows, and we know, and it's absolutely certain that the animal is going to die here too. When he's mafshit the or for the purpose of getting to the basar, we know whether or not, you know, that it's unquestionable that the or is going to be removed, right? And that's called a davar. That's called a psik resha, which makes a davar sheni miskaven into a davar miskaven. So we know that the meleches isur is going to be done. And here, even Rav Shimon is moda that a davar sheni miskaven is asur. Now, again, you have to assume that when he does the afshata, he has the or in his hand, so to speak. That's obvious because that's what meleches afshata is. And the Gemara answers this shokile bibarze, a new kimta here. And the kimta is where he's cutting off the or into very small small slices, very small segments. That's how he's being mafshit the behema. That's not called derech hafshata. And that's kilachar yad. That's already a derabana. It's not an isur Torah. Now we understand the Chachamim's equation, the proof from the het of Tiltul Mos, because Tiltul Mos is only an Iser Derabbanan. And he's doing this, and it's Mutafim Litzorach HaTzolsa Sefer. And now we should be Mater Afshata Al Yedei Chituch, this kind of a Chituch, where he cuts Chatichos Dakos, and that's only an Iser Derabbanan. We should be Mater Litzorach Kovra Karma. And we begin to understand very well that these two Isurim are equatable because they're both Isurim Derabbanan, Tiltul Muktzeh and Afshata Shelo Kedarka with a Kalachar Yad. And therefore we can derive from the Heter of Hatzolos HaTik the Heter of Hafshata Sa'or. That just like we were Matir Hatzolos HaTik without requiring him to get rid of the Mos inside, and the answer is because the Chachomim were matir in Isud Rabbanon L'tzorach HaTolas HaSefer, so too we can be matir in Isud Rabbanon Afshata Sa'or Shalo Kedarko for the sake of Kovid HaBosar, for the sake of the beautifying the Karmon. and that's called Kavod HaKarbon, and that's going to be the key to understand the Shita of the Chachamim and their analogy, their equation to our mission. Okay, this is where we'll stop for today. Let's just make a cheshbon where we got up to. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, and we're up to Lehechan Matzilin Oso.